Hello, 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 Christmas Flixers. Welcome back to season 4 of Chicks on Christmas Flicks, where we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. I'm KL Brady, and I'm so glad to be back with you guys today. Yes, work is still insane, but there is a light at the end of a very dark tunnel, and that light is called Christmas holiday vacation. Yes, starting next week, I will be on what we call in corporate land paid time off. I am so excited. Well, yeah, so we're looking at taking, at least me personally and a few others in my company are looking to take a few extra days off of for vacation. So I'm really excited about that. Also, next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, my son and I will be going to Enchant, you know, Hallmark's Enchant with all the Christmas lights and everything. You know how crazy I am about Christmas lights. I'm so excited. I don't know if you're ready for the holiday. I am so ready for the holiday. So ready. I have my garland, my lighted garland up in the foyer. I've got my Christmas tree up. Saturday, I'm going to be putting my lazy lights outside. You know, those, I call them lazy lights because you only have to stick them in the ground and they project like the laser lights on top of your, on your house. I quit hanging all the icicles and all that kind of stuff. I did that years ago, but one, I'm scared of heights, which is really the big thing. And the front of my house is like two stories high. So yeah, there's no way in the world I'm going to get up on a ladder and string up Christmas lights. And it used to be that my ex husband, he would hang all the lights, but he took a tumble. it wasn't so bad. It was at his house now, which used to be our house, but it's his house now. And it was just over the garage, and he kind of fell off the garage. And I think he's just kind of getting too old to do that kind of thing, and he doesn't want to do it anymore. So anyway, lazy lights for us. So I'm getting the lazy lights up. I also have gifts. I've done like all my shopping via the internet. Like wherever I could order gifts, I ordered gifts. Sam's Club, Amazon, whatever, you name it, I've ordered gifts from there. So everybody's straight. Like I've got all the stuff up under my tree. Everybody's straight. Everybody should be happy. So I'm excited about that. Still doing my 5 a.m. swim. Honest to goodness, it's the best habit I've started. Like now, I don't know if you guys have this experience, but like now when I don't swim, I feel it. Like I think about how I didn't go swimming. So I now know it's like really a habit with me. But honestly, it's just so wonderful. And I'm such a water baby. So I'm excited that I've started that new habit, and that is one I intend to keep up for a very long time. Anyway, I have so much to talk about this week. We have so much going on. Oh my goodness, the movies, because you know I went 2 weeks without doing a show, so I've really got to catch up on the shows and all the movies that I watched, and I watched a ton. Fortunately, my schedule kind of dialed down a little bit over the past couple of weeks, so I have been able to actually watch a few more movies. So I have like a ridiculous number of movies to talk about today, which means I will be cutting short a few other features, like you know, the first thing to go, unfortunately, is St. Nick shout outs. I have to cut it down a little bit. You know, I'm going to still shout out the locations, but it's going to be a little shorter just because I have so many movies. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, Carla, were you just like watching movies and that's all you were doing? And I'm going to be like, no, that's not all I was doing, but I watched a whole lot of movies. Anyway, so last week, the last show, I should say, I talked about Netflix's big movie with Brandy and Heather Graham, Best Christmas Ever, which has been hilariously dubbed Worst Christmas Movie Ever by some. it's really taken a hit on the things that I've seen. So anyway, I talked about how I felt about that. That was my Christmas turkey of the week. I kind of feel validated by that. Not that I need validation, but I do feel validated by that. I also talked about Everything Christmas, Christmas Island, Heidelberg Christmas, Mistletoe Magic, Christmas Capsule, you know, Navigating Christmas, A Merry Scottish Christmas, all those things, Holiday Hotline. Like, so much stuff. Dashing Through the Snow on Disney Plus. There was so much stuff. This week, I have got a crap ton of stuff to talk to you guys about. Crap ton, like, yeah, that's very Christmassy, Carla. Yeah, no, not so much. Call Out the Holly Lit Up, A Biltmore Christmas with my best friend in my head. My best Christmas friend in my head, Bethany Joy Lenz. Ladies of the 80s, A Diva's Christmas. I watched that one. I had that on my DVR. That was, we'll talk about it later. Candy Cane Lane with Eddie Murphy on Amazon Prime. Xmas on Freevee. That was one that kind of materialized out of nowhere, but I was glad to watch it. Christmas with a Kiss, My Norwegian Holiday, Letters to Santa, Holiday Road, A Not So Royal Christmas, and a few others. Man, I really had a movie packed couple of weeks, with the Thanksgiving holiday and everything. I have one Christmas turkey of the week of the last 2 weeks. And I can't wait to talk to you guys about that a little bit more. Anyway, so that's a lot on the sleep for today, which, you know, means I'm going to have a slightly shorter Saint Nick shout out, but you guys, please forgive me, okay? And let me say up front, I think this is going to be a blooper show because I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to do editing. I still, I want to get this show out tonight, and I would like to get it done early enough so I can get to bed early enough so that I can go swimming in the morning. I'm going to try and get through this show without a whole lot of stops and without a whole lot of edits. We'll see how that goes. If I mess anything up really, really badly, I may edit it out, but apart from that, you're going to get the show as it is. All right. Anyway, first things first. St. Nick shout outs. As always, I like to begin the show with shout outs to listeners. It's my favorite tradition on the show. Honestly, you would never know it as often as I cut it short, right? But it's just that, you know, I know this is a show about Christmas movies, and I feel like I've got to hit the Christmas movies and the St. Nick shout outs without, you know, having a 2-hour show. So I'm going to cut this one short just because I have so much content to talk about today that I don't want it to be a 2-hour show. But with that said, I'm always excited and I'm so thankful for everybody who takes time to listen to the show. It seems like the audience has grown a little bit from last season to this season, which I'm always excited about. And I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled to be doing this. Can you believe it? Think about this. I think we've only got like 2 weeks of new Christmas movies that to come out before the season's over. 2 weeks and it's almost over. Can you guys believe it? It's like time flies. Gee whiz. But, you know, for all the time that's shooting by like nothing. I'm just always so thankful for everybody who takes time to listen to this show. So anyway, I've picked five listener locations. Remember, I don't know who you are, but I know where you live. And we're going to begin with number one, Simsbury, Connecticut. Yay! Thank you for joining the show, Simsbury, Connecticut. Number two, Tappahannock, Virginia. Tappahannock, Virginia. Thank you guys for joining the show. Let me tell you something. I picked Tappahannock, one, because it's kind of sort of in my neighborhood, you know, in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. But I also like to say Tappahannock. I don't get to say Tappahannock very often, but it's kind of fun to say Tappahannock. Say it, Tappahannock. Anyway, so thank you guys. Thank you, Tappahannock, for joining. Number three, Cameron, Wisconsin. Cameron, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining, Cameron, Wisconsin. Number four, our global listener, Adelaide, South Australia. You guys know I got my ancestry back. I know I talk about it probably like every other show. I got my ancestry back and I have like fourth cousins that are in Australia. Now to me, fourth cousins aren't that far down the line. I would love to know, like meet my fourth cousins. I don't know who they are, but I'm excited about that. And then number five is Stellenbosch, Western Cape. Stellenbosch, Western Cape. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm excited to have you. All right. Now it is time for Ho 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 Holiday Headlines. All right, guys. So listen, I don't honestly have a lot of news today. I had pulled up an article about the listeners being so angry with oh, I have a couple of pieces of news. Okay, one, listeners being so angry with Best Christmas Ever, calling it the worst Christmas movie ever. Netflix viewers were not thrilled with that movie at all, for various reasons. But one, and I don't know if I talked about this in the previous show, it's gonna bring me to the second thing. But I don't know if I talked about it in the previous show, but there was a point in that movie. First, I told you guys, you know, I was trying to be too much. Like, it was trying to do a little bit of everything. And then, you know, like, if you try to do too much of everything, like, you may not succeed at anything. And that was kind of, that movie was definitely on the struggle bus a little bit. But what I will say is that there was one part of the movie where, you know, unlike most movies, the sex on Christmas movies is like not spoken about or like way off the screen, right? You might assume somewhere in the back of your mind that it happened, but you'll never see any evidence of it. But in this movie, there was like evidence in the movie, right, that it had happened. Now, of course, you didn't see anything. There was nothing. But you know how, like, when there's banging on the wall, you know, because somebody's, the headboard's hitting against the wall. Well, they had that kind of moment. So you kind of knew what was going on. Somebody was getting busy, but but of course, you didn't see anything. But still, you heard the noise. Well, let me tell you. Viewers were incensed by the suggestion that people have sex. Because you're not supposed to do that in Christmas movies. I mean, that's a cardinal rule. I'm sorry. You kind of know, right? You want to write Christmas stories. Look, it might be implied, but there's nothing obvious in there about people, you know, doing the hoochie coochie. Anyway, so people were incensed with that movie and they don't like it and all of this stuff. And then they made another mistake with with Jennifer Garner's new movie, A Family Switch. So, you know, all the family switches bodies, like Freaky Friday, but it's Freaky Friday with the whole family, right? The whole family switches bodies and stuff. And apparently, in their switch states, the husband and wife kiss. I'm guessing, because those are the only two people that would kiss. But the mother was in the mother was in the daughter's body, and I think the father was in the son's body. So then you would have the daughter and the son maybe kiss at some point. Now, I did not watch the movie. I only read the articles because, you know, I have my Google alerts. So needless to say, that did not go over very well with the Netflix audience. I could get it, but I could understand that there's a family switch. Everybody knows there's a family switch. So anyway, yeah, maybe they could have left that off screen or something, or maybe they could have phased that out, or I don't know. But anyway, so everybody was incensed about that. Now here's a funny thing. So Lifetime is coming out with, I want to say it's a cowboy Christmas movie, a cowboy Christmas romance or something like that. With Jana Kramer starring in it, and it's supposed to have like sex in it, like, yeah, people having a grown-up relationship, right? Which they obviously did not know all of this blowback from the other networks had trying to even start like inching their way into that. And like apparently Lifetime is going all out with Jana Kramer. I saw the signs of it in a commercial. I was like, they are laying in the barn. And he's talking about, I'm going to get you in my bed. And she's like, this is not a bed, because they were on the barn floor. And it looked like they were in like some kind of position, and I was like wondering like how much are they actually going to show on screen. Well, apparently we're going to find out this week because the movie comes out, I think it comes out Saturday or Sunday, I don't know. Listen, I'll be tweeting out the top three every day, and when that movie comes out, you'll definitely see it in my tweet and on my Instagram. But it will be very interesting to see how the audience, the Christmas TV Christmas movie audience, handles having full-blown sexual relationship in a TV Christmas movie. Like, you know, I don't know that I would have gone there, but you know, there's always somebody who goes through the wall first, right? It kind of paves the way for others. And usually the person through the wall first is bloody. So I would expect that, yes, Lifetime will make it through the wall. They might be a little bloody, but they're going to get through the wall. So we'll see. I can't say I'm anxious to say it, but I just kind of want to see enough to know what happened, and then I want to see like the audience's reaction to that, and I want to track the news after that. So by the time that we have the next show, I should have some feedback on that. So that was kind of what was up on the ho 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 holiday headlines today. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about one last thing that it just kind of hit me and I wanted to share it, right? So I, you know, it was so funny. I kept thinking about the whole streamer thing, right? And why I would not subscribe to Lifetime, right? Not that I would never, but why it doesn't work the same? Why it doesn't feel the same? Why I can subscribe to other streamers, but I struggle with the Lifetime things. I have almost every other, I have a subscription. It's a ridiculous amount of money I pay every month. And I think I subscribe to every other streamer available. Peacock, Paramount, Discovery, like everything. In addition to having Verizon cable, like, why do you have all that? I know you ask, like, why do you have all that, Carla? Because I may want to see something that comes on cable that doesn't come on the streamer. Obviously, right? So anyway, but I was like, why am I fighting the Lifetime thing so much? Well, I told you guys, like, the first thing is, you know, they have a lot of romantic suspense on Lifetime, and so that's one of the reasons why I don't watch it, right? And then because I look for the Christmas movies and I look for the rom-coms, right? And there's a smaller number of those on Lifetime. There's a lot more romantic suspense or suspense movies, which I just don't watch. They're just not my favorite things to watch. So I have Hallmark Movie Now, which is almost all romantic comedy, Christmas, and even the romances. I mean, even the mysteries, I think, are a little more lightweight than some of the romantic suspense movies on Lifetime. So, I honestly, when it comes to like dialing down from work and stuff, I need the lightweight stuff. That's just me. But anyway, but I was like, but why is it? Like, so I don't have BET Plus, right? I'll probably subscribe to see all the Christmas movies at the end of the season, but I don't have it right now. And then I got to thinking about why, like what it is that drives that. And I thought about, okay, I feel like it's the same reason we get mad. Me, I don't know if everybody else does, but I get mad about the Charlie Brown, all the stuff, you know, the Halloween, the Thanksgiving, and the Christmas being on Apple Plus and not being on regular TV. And the reason I think I had an issue with it is because of the community piece of it, right? So when movies show on Hallmark or they show on, you know, Up TV or whatever, you can kind of watch it. Even with the Charlie Brown Christmas, right? It comes on a day, everybody can watch it. Everybody's kind of experiencing the same thing at the same time. When you send somebody to a streamer, you don't have anybody to share that experience with, right? It may just be you, it may be you and 1,000 other people, but how are you guys gonna really connect on that, right? So I feel like to make the streamer thing work, seriously work, like, especially for TV Christmas movies, that you really need to have like watch parties or something where you can like kind of gather a lot of people at one time and that they can all share their thoughts and feelings about the movie and know that everybody's kind of watching it and seeing it at the same time. And, you know, I live tweet for just about everything. You know, when you don't get the live tweet experience and all of that, it really does take something away from it. Like, how did people, you know, survive 20 years ago when there was no Twitter and we only had like regular TV, but we still had, everybody was having the same experience at the same time, and we all knew that everybody was just excited and happy and giddy about seeing a Charlie Brown Christmas and Halloween and Thanksgiving on TV. And so it's not necessarily that you even have to communicate with somebody, but it's just kind of knowing. And when you watch something on a streamer, you know, you miss that community piece of it. And I think that's why, you know, maybe some of the streamers are struggling because they have not figured out a way to integrate that community piece into it the way that channels do when they have like Hallmark has HM Now and they have the Hallmark channel. Well, you can have the community on the Hallmark and then you can move it on to the streamer, right? But you have to have that community piece, I think, in order to build that audience from year to year to year. And I think that's why Hallmark's audience continues to grow, even when there's challenges among streamers, they continue to grow their audience. And one of the reasons why, they're consistent. Two, they put out great content. But three, they also realize the importance of their community and the brand. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. Anyway, so the next thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, rolling over the next 2 or 3 weeks, who is showing Christmas movies routinely, and where can you see the and where can you see movies? All right, so Hallmark drama, to my happiness and surprise, is showing classics. They've been showing classics, and they're going to be showing classics this weekend, Saturdays and Sundays. So the Christmas classics, when I say that, I'm like the Window Wonderlands, you know, the North Pole, you know, all those movies that you're no longer seeing on Hallmark or Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, now they're showing them on Hallmark drama, which is amazing, because honestly, sometimes when I've seen a lot of the new movies over and over again, I really like my comfort movies. You know, it's like comfort food for me. I really want to see some of the classics, and you can see the classics Saturdays and Sundays on Hallmark drama. Now, you will not see it during the week. It's Saturdays and Sundays. BET Plus is also showing a bunch of movies and a bunch of new movies. Now, I'm not sure, you know, what the arrangement is between BET Plus and BET, but I know that BET Plus is dropping a lot of movies this season, a few of them by my author friends, so I really have to tune in to that, which is one reason I'm really going to make an effort to get BET Plus later in the year, though, closer to Christmas. Next, OWN. Saturday and Sunday, OWN shows Christmas movies. So if you didn't know OWN was in the Christmas movie business this year, they are. They have like 4 new movies this year. This weekend, what's coming up is the Christmas of Yes. So very excited about that. Ovation Channel, right? The cable channel. They have Countdown to Christmas, is what they're calling it, on Sundays. Countdown to Christmas. And they usually run about 3 Christmas movies back to back. Kind of neat. VH1. Right? I was like, where are all the VH1 movies? They completely, like, got out of the Christmas movie business. However, they are showing, I think this weekend, this Saturday, they have Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas coming on VH1. Now, you know, that was a Roku special. I don't know. It may still be on Roku. It was free on Roku. I love that movie, by the way. And it's very musical. It's a musical Christmas movie. Oh, love it. It's just, you know, it's both like heartwarming and joyful and also sad. Like, it's a little bit of everything. You'll definitely shed some tears on that one, but it's good. So if you haven't seen it, check out Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas on Saturday at 10:30. Freeform has rom-coms. Now, who would have thought, right? They're 25 Days of Christmas. So they have rom-coms showing at 7 a.m. Why 7 a.m.? I have no freaking idea why they picked that time. However, coming up, or has been recently this week, I'll say, they had Snow at 7 a.m., Holiday in Handcuffs, The Mistletoes, Snow 2. I think Snow 2 actually comes out tomorrow. So every weekday at 7 a.m., you can catch a Freeform rom-com. So I'll be checking that out. If I'm up, I should usually up, and I'm usually back from the swimming pool by that time. So, like I said, it'll be on my top 3 if it's really good, if something really good. It'll be on my top 3 daily. They also showed Noelle, which I'll talk about a little bit later. Noel with Anna Kendrick. That was pretty good. Netflix. I told you guys about that. So, you know, we have the Netflix. You have Best Christmas Ever. And then they have Family Switch, which is, you know, Christmassy. Which, you know, there's mixed emotions on that. Maybe I've given you enough food to for you to go check it out or whatever. Ion pretty much bowed out of the whole Christmas movie thing. I imagine that they're just going to have Christmas movies on the holiday, which means Christmas Day and then maybe New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. But I haven't seen any other sign of Christmas movies on them. And on Max, right, they had been doing like new TV Christmas movies, like A Hollywood Christmas, which I really love. They don't even have that on like the front page this year. Now they're showing all the Christmas classics, which I watched, I think Arthur Christmas, and I watched A Polar Express while I was putting up the tree. So you can catch a lot of the Christmas classics on Max, but I didn't see any new movies coming out, which I thought was kind of crazy. Anyway, so we're going to move right on in from that to recaps and reviews. I'm going to try to keep it short and tight. This, like I said, I've got so much to cover, but I'm going to try and keep it short and keep my discussion brief as I can have a discussion. We know how that goes. But I really wanted to go through all of the movies that I kind of watched over the past 2 weeks and let you know what I thought about them. Okay. So now we're going to start out with some recaps and reviews. All right. So the first movie I want to talk about today is Holiday Road. Holiday Road. That was on Hallmark. Stranded at the airport, the premise. Stranded at the airport, a group of holiday travelers agree to rent a van because their flights had been canceled, right? So, flights canceled, they agreed to rent a van so they could all drive together because everybody in this group was going to Denver, right? They're all going to the same place. They could share the expenses, they could share the driving. But this unexpected journey with this unexpected group leads them into kind of uncharted territories, and they must navigate a series of misadventures that ends up bringing them closer together. Holiday Road was a... Now, let me tell you something. First of all, who was in the movie? Warren Christie. Do I need to say any more? Right. He is adorable. Okay. So, Warren Christie stars in this movie. This was probably one of my favorite movies this season, honestly. Like, it was really, really good. I resisted watching it. I was like, this is gonna be one of those, you know, more dramedy type things than it is rom-com. There was some drama in it for sure. But was it a turn-off? No, absolutely not. Was it something to bring you down? Absolutely not. It was really good. There was probably one rap scene that probably shouldn't have happened. And not because it was funny, but and when I say that, I'm being really facetious about it. But it probably shouldn't have happened. But aside from that rap scene, like, it was really, really good. So I gave Holiday Road 4 to 4.5 Christmas trees. Like, this will be on my top 10 movies of the season, no question. Okay, so very excited about that one. Definitely has rewatch potential. Probably every time it comes on, I am like sitting in front of the TV. If it comes on, I will watch it. It's a good movie. there's some good drama in there, some very good, interesting relationships between the characters. Yeah, it's just definitely one to watch. Okay, so if you haven't seen Holiday Road, take some time out and watch it at least once. I think that will be one of your Christmas classics coming out of this holiday season. All right, second movie is Letters to Santa. This starred Katie Leclerc. She's one of my favorites. You know, she's been on Lifetime, and I want to say she's had like a movie on Paramount Plus or something like that. On Lifetime, she was in Christmas a la Mode, which was hands down one of my favorite Christmas movies. I own that movie. I purchased it, and it is on my Amazon Prime. That's how much I love that movie. And then she was also in Cloudy with a Chance of Love, if you remember, from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. So she is married to this newcomer to the Hallmark family, Rafael de la Fuente, family of four. So the parents and these kids visit Santa. The kids receive this magic pen, which they believe will help them get their parents back. And so that's essentially, that's kind of the core of the movie, right? Is that these parents are kind of, they're separated. They start the story separated. You could tell by the way they look at each other that they want to be together, but something happened that is keeping them apart. And then, you know, a lot of times when I hear the something, I always think, well, puh, you know, that is nothing to not, you know, to be separated over. When I heard this something, I was like, okay, that's legit. That's a legit reason to not be to be separated, for sure. And so that made this movie all the more enjoyable, because the cause of the rift between the husband and wife was 100% legitimate, and you will find yourself taking sides on that. I found myself taking sides very early. I was like, really? Oh no, we can't do that. But then also, I was in for the ride, right? You'll pick a side and you'll be in for the ride and you'll watch the whole movie. So for Letters to Santa, I would say for me, it was about a 3.5 to 4 Christmas trees. I enjoyed it. For sure. I'm not sure how many, like, I'm not sure that I'll watch it again this season. I may watch it again next season, right? But it's not one that I'm dying to repeat. And that is probably why it's a little slightly lower rating than something like Holiday Road that I know that I want to see again. So that's that. All right, the next one is Haul Out the Holly Lit Up. Haul Out the Holly Lit Up with Lacey Chabert and Russ Brown. Now, of course, this was a follow-up to the last movie, Haul Out the Holly, and I thought, well, first of all, it took a long time for Haul Out the Holly to grow on me, because, you know, it was kind of spoofish, right? And I just, you know, I wanted my normal Christmas trees, but after watching it several times, I fell in love with it, right? And so then I was really looking forward to seeing, Haul Out the Holly Lit Up. So, the premise: Emily and Jared are ready to make this year's Christmas festivities the best yet, and Jared has got something extra special planned, right? But there's some neighborhood drama involving the new neighbors, right? And the neighbors are the epitome of Christmas extra, right? And the neighborhood HOA and their Christmas activities also extra. So everything's extra. And all this extraness is really getting in the way of the enjoying the Christmas season and the Christmas spirit. And so, you know, ultimately there's a clash between the neighbors and the HOA, and that's kind of what kind of drives the plot for the movie. I enjoyed this. Like I said, took a long time for Haul Out the Holly to grow on me, but I loved it. And then, but I ended up loving it. And then I loved this one. I definitely enjoyed this. Definitely will watch it again. I give this 4 Christmas trees. It's 4 Christmas trees. So not 4.5, not the thing I'm dying to see. But certainly if it comes on TV, I'm not changing the channel. All right. And the last one before I take a quick break is going to be A Biltmore Christmas. Bethany Joy Lenz and Christopher Palaha. Now, you guys knew I was looking forward to this because Bethany Joy Lenz is my best Christmas friend in my head. And she, this movie did not disappoint me. Okay, the premise. So this magical hourglass basically sends this kind of this modern day screenwriter, right? It kind of sends her to the set of this like 1940s holiday movie, His Favorite Wife. Now, I thought it was kind of based on My Favorite Wife, which had Cary Grant and stuff, but it's really not. It's His Favorite Wife was more It's a Wonderful Life than My Favorite Wife, right? But anyway, so that should give you a clue. Like, if you've seen It's a Wonderful Life, you kind of know what the 1940s movie was like, right? Think about that. And then, before she can kind of return to the present, Lucy's got some serious work to do because she broke the hourglass that allows her to travel between times. And basically, she gets stuck in the 40s until the hourglass can be repaired. And so basically, while she's waiting on the hourglass to be repaired, because somebody can repair it, she's got to not break the past, right? And she's got to be there, and she can't break whatever happens there, right? Because it will have ramifications on the future. So she's got to walk a very tight line. So for me, this movie was definitely, to me, this is a Christmas classic. An instant classic. 4.5 Christmas trees. Probably the first 4.5 that I have really felt super confident about, except for Holiday Road. Holiday Road's another one. But both of those movies, they're so different, but both of them high on my list of things that I really love from this season. This is among the best movies I've seen this season. Just some great drama. I love the costumes. Obviously there's problems in both one in terms of the story and all of that, because there's only so much you could do in basically an hour and a half movie, because it's an hour and a half with commercials. But I've got to say, like, they did a fantastic job with both movies. Those are two of my absolute favorites from this season. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, but I'll be right back with more recaps and reviews, Hot or Not chip picks, and my Christmas turkey of the week. Stay tuned.
Now available for pre-order. Are you looking for the perfect romantic comedy to help you find your calling and renew your faith in Christmas magic this holiday season? Look no further than The Nick Before Christmas, a heartwarming story about one woman's journey to her second act and back to her first love. Nikki Wright is ready to celebrate the big 5-0 for Christmas in July, but a hot flash leads her to a sobering realization. Her life has hit rock bottom. Her successes, the home, and the car feel empty. Her vision board has been a waste of time, her job is unfulfilling, and she's mulling over a proposal from Smith, who she's certain she doesn't like. The best day of her life spirals into the worst. During a near-death experience, a meeting with her guardian angel presents Nikki with an ultimatum. Either go to heaven, or return to Earth and find her second act by Christmas Eve. If she doesn't succeed, her future's bleak. Her life will be filled with days no better than the worst. With only a few months to make her dreams come true, can Nikki achieve her second act and rekindle an old flame with Jordan to have the Christmas of her dreams? The Nick Before Christmas delivers unforgettable moments of self-discovery and romance. It's an enchanting story of love, hope, and faith that will fill your heart with joy this Christmas season.
And welcome back to Chicks on Christmas Flicks. In the previous segment, I gave you the recaps and reviews for Holiday Road, Letters to Santa, Haul Out the Holly, Lit Up, and a Baltimore Christmas. A Biltmore Christmas, sorry. Baltimore. I'm thinking Baltimore. up next, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a not-so-royal Christmas, Candy Cane Lane, My Norwegian Holiday, Christmas with a Kiss, and Ladies of the 80s, A Diva's Christmas, in addition to my Hot or Not Chick Picks, which I've got quite a few, and the Turkey of the Week. All right, so let's dig into the recaps and reviews first. A not-so-royal Christmas. So I had high hopes for this one. With Will Kemp and Brooke D'Orsay. I know some might say, why did you have such high hopes for this? Because it starred Will Kemp and Brooke D'Orsay. The premise of the story is a journalist assumes a groundskeeper is a royal count, leading the royal family to ask him to play the part for a brief time. And then, of course, chaos ensues. As this journalist tries to interview this non-count, and there's also ramifications like within the palace and outside the palace as well. I have to say, it's not one of my favorites for sure. I'm kind of stunned by the movies that would normally be, you know, because normally the stars of Hallmark like get the really, really, really good stories. I think that happened with Bethany Joy Lenz, who I would consider one of the stars of Hallmark. It happened for Lacey Chabert, who I would consider one of the stars of Hallmark. I wouldn't say that it happened for Tyler Hines, although, you know, I love him, but yeah, I don't think that he got like one of the greatest movies out of the season. And I would say Brooke D'Orsay and Will Kemp probably fall in that category. Didn't get one of the best movies out of the season. So it's certainly watchable, like the first time. Is it rewatchable? Not for me, you know. So I'm going to give this one 3 Christmas trees, like a straight 3, because it was okay, but it wasn't, it's not something that I'll watch again and again and again and again and again. All right, the next movie I want to talk about is Candy Cane Lane. Candy Cane Lane is on Amazon Prime. It starred Eddie Murphy and Tracy Ellis Ross. You know Eddie Murphy from everything. You know, Beverly Hills Cop, whatever, you name it. He was in it. And then Tracy Ellis Ross from Black-ish. I don't know if you guys know her from Black-ish. But the premise is a man determined to win the neighborhood's annual Christmas decorating contest. He makes a pact with an evil elf that got kicked out of the North Pole, right? but he makes a pact with this elf to help him win. And the elf casts a spell that brings the 12 days of Christmas to life. And basically, he's got to collect some element of the 12 days of Christmas in order to stop the spell and not be turned into these little porcelain Christmas figurines, basically, because that's what happens. When this evil elf curses people, they get turned into these porcelain Christmas figurines. So, this was an interesting movie. It was directed by Reginald Hudlin. I don't know if you guys know him, but he did Boomerang, which was one of my, 90s favorites, right? Who was in Boomerang with Eddie Murphy? None other than David Alan Grier, who stars in this movie as Santa Claus. So it was kind of fun to see those two back in the movies together again. The only one they were really missing was Martin Lawrence. Would have made that a fantastic trio to pull them back together. Another person who was really hilarious on this movie was Robin Thede. I guess that's how you say her name. She was a talk show host and absolutely hilarious in this movie. I gave this a thumbs up on Amazon Prime because, you know, you can only do thumbs down and thumbs up. And it was definitely a thumbs up for me. For me, I would say this falls in the 3.5 to 4 Christmas tree category. Laugh out loud. Funny. But I have seen a range of reactions to this. This was not good. To this is a Christmas. It's the Christmas classic. To me, it falls kind of somewhere in the middle. To me, they could have cut out about 30 minutes of this movie. And it would have been the perfect timing, the perfect pacing. It sagged a little in places for me. But overall, it was definitely, I am not asking for 1 minute back. It was definitely funny. Oh, we had some serious laugh out loud moments. We had quite a few moments where we rewound, went back and rewound the reversed and watched a scene over and over again a few times. So it's definitely got those things for me. Now, Jingle Jangle from Netflix has become a classic for me. I always think of things in that frame, right? Jingle Jangle, Spirited, those movies that I will definitely watch. Now, it's so unfair to compare Candy Cane Lane to musicals, because I will always watch a musical. I am a musical fiend. So Spirited and Jingle Jangle were both musicals, and yes, I will watch them. Those are absolute classics for me no matter what, because they're musicals. Candy Cane Lane wasn't a musical. It had music in it, but it wasn't a musical per se. Is it a classic for me? I'm not sure. I don't think I'm going to watch it again this season. Will I watch it again next season? I don't know. I might. So I'll probably rewatch it. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It doesn't strike me as a classic now, but it definitely strikes me as good, and it's definitely a great way to spend some time with your family over the holidays. So if you haven't seen that, definitely check it out, okay? All right. My next one is My Norwegian Holiday with Rhiannon and Fish and David Ellendorn. Okay, so I went into this honestly not really thinking too much of this movie, and I thought, oh, this is going to be a waste of time. And I got to tell you guys, this ended up being one of my favorites this year so far. And I know that's probably a shock to some people, but it was actually one of my favorites. The premise is a grieving woman travels to Norway to uncover the origins of a troll figurine during the holidays. Now, she's grieving the loss of her grandmother. She finds out her grandmother was in this area of Norway. And by a coincidence, she ends up getting a free ticket to Norway through this David Ellendorn character. And as she gets there and she ends up, you know, staying with this family, and then she ends up discovering a lot more about herself and her family's history in that area than she ever thought possible. And watching it all unravel, watching it all kind of unwind and seeing like the truth unfold, this was a really good movie. I will watch this one repeatedly. It was good. I give this 4 Christmas trees for sure. I mean, there were some issues in terms of the story, slight plot holes, but nothing that bothers me. You know, the things that bother other people never bother me. You know, people, I don't know. Like, I watch a movie and I watch it for what it is, right? For what it's meant to be, most of the time. If I'm not watching a movie in that vein, it's because something has distracted me from it. Something so bad and so heinous has distracted me from it. So I really don't look at movies to find fault with them. I actually look for the movies that give me the touchy feelings, the happies, that warm, heartwarming feeling at the end of it. And if I feel like that, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me how other people perceive it as being bad or whatever. If it makes me walk away with that feeling, I'm good, right? That was a time well spent. So a my Norwegian holiday was that for me. I ended up liking that a lot more than I thought I would. And I love Rhiannon Fish anyway. Like, she's one of my favorite newcomers from to Hallmark. And so she did a great job as far as I'm concerned. So definitely an easy 4 Christmas trees. You know, I don't know. That might creep up to maybe like a 4.2. It's not a 4.5. But it's definitely not a 3.5. So yeah, I really enjoyed that one. So if you get a chance to watch My Norwegian Holiday, check it out. The next movie on my list is Christmas with a Kiss. Now, this was an interesting movie with Michelle Morgan, Ronnie Rowe Jr. I don't know if you remember him. Christmas with a Prince for last year with, I think it was Tamara Mowry. I think is on this channel. Tia is on Lifetime. And then Jamie Calica, who has been in all of those, he's done movies for like every channel. Basically, you see him everywhere. The ones with Kelly Rowland, I can't remember the names, not coming to me right now, but anyway, he's in her series. So he's done like a gazillion movies though. I mean, he's done stuff for Hallmark. He's done a gazillion movies. He's done stuff for Up TV. Like, I see him a little bit of everywhere. Anyway, the premise of this one, this was a Mahogany movie, right? And the premise of this one is that a woman returns home to help with her family's Christmas carnival, and a romance ignites with a reporter who is sent to do an article featuring her family and this Christmas carnival. It's kind of a love triangle, really, right? Because she kind of hooks up with this school boyfriend, high school boyfriend, Jamie Calica, who ghosted her for reasons that she didn't know. And then, of course, she meets this reporter who she's immediately turned off from. And so there's this little love triangle going on. Is she going to be with the old boyfriend? Is she going to be with the reporter? You know, who's best for and all that? We had some strong opinions. Let me tell you something. If you go on Twitter and you look up hashtag Christmas with a Kiss, you will see strong opinions going back and forth about Dez, who was the reporter, and Fletch, who was the boyfriend. It was easy to do that. One thing that just bugged me, I guess, about the movie is like the Michelle spends, I don't know, maybe the first quarter of the movie, like, rolling her eyes. I'm like, just please, just stop rolling your eyes at everything. You know, that was a kind of a turnoff for me. But I really enjoyed the movie apart from that. So when she finally stopped rolling her eyes, I was like, oh, I was all in. It was just that first 30 minutes where she was rolling her eyes. I was like, why are you rolling your eyes so much? Give people a chance, you know? Anyway, so Christmas with a Kiss for me was, I would say this was like 3.5 to 4 Christmas trees for me. Like, it was good, and I'll definitely rewatch this. Now, is this something that I will like seek out to rewatch? Nah. But if it comes on TV, I probably will not change the channel. So I definitely enjoyed that. All right. So if you get a chance, check out Christmas with a Kiss. It ended up being a little better than I thought it was. I didn't go with a whole lot of high hopes, but Mahogany has yet to let me down. All their movies have been really, really good, so I'm excited about that. All right, the next movie is Ladies of the 80s, A Diva's Christmas. Now, but every diva you can think of, Nicolette Sheridan was in it, Morgan Fairchild was in it, you know, the lady who played Sue Ellen on Dallas was in it. I mean, just, anyway, imagine you put these five divas, they were supposed to be on a soap together at some point, and then they kind of did this reunion thing because of the producer on the show kind of brought them back together, and all of them had their reasons for coming back and doing the show, and having their reasons for coming back to do the show. Everybody was kind of like in a different place in life, and you know, having their own, yeah, I already said that already. Yeah, I'll probably cut this out. Okay, yeah, so anyway, they all come back and reluctantly decide to go through with the show. And what happens is they realize the producer and the director have a thing. And so the things that caused friction between them kind of took a back seat because they really wanted the director and the producer to get their acts together and get together, because they should be together. But of course, there was kind of a little history there that kept them apart. So the divas kind of went into matchmaker mode, trying to get them together while also trying to work out their drama between each other. I have to say, I really enjoyed that movie. Immediately after I finished watching it, I wanted to watch it again. For me, it was good. Now, a lot of people didn't like the group. They thought, oh, you know, there's too much Botox and facelifts for me to really enjoy this movie. I don't care. I didn't care. What I wanted to see, it was so funny. At one point, I was like, man, all these divas here, and they are getting along too well. They really need to be, you know, there needs to be some more tension in this. Or I was going to say the B word, but I'm like, no, we don't want to say that. But that's kind of how you expect them to be, you know, because they are divas. And it was like written into the script that way, because at some point in the movie, they say, we're being too nice. We really need to be a little more, there needs to be a little more tension here. And then they start going at each other. It was hilarious. And I have to tell you, the one who really like brought that movie, like she brought it. It was Morgan Fairchild, who's like one of my favorite people, but she was the queen of snark in this movie. If you like Morgan Fairchild and her voice and that snark, oh my gosh, you're gonna love this one. So Ladies of the 80s, to me, that gets a solid 4 Christmas trees. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I don't care about their facelifts. I don't care about their Botox. I don't care about their whatever they got done. I don't care. It didn't make a difference to me. What I cared about was the story. What I cared about was how they diva'd together. What I cared about was how they kind of set it all aside so they could matchmake, right? So I enjoyed that movie. If you would love that movie for the same reasons that I did, check it out. It's going to be worth your time. Okay? All right. So now I'm going to be moving into some hot or not chick picks. First movie up is Xmas on Freevee. Now, I really like this one. This was more like a feature Christmas movie because it gets a little grown in the middle. A little bit of non-Hallmarky language. A little bit of grown folk stuff happening in the middle, but very little. Very, very little. Most of it was just kind of amazing. I haven't told you about the movie. So this was what Christmas with the Campbells attempted to be last year, but it didn't really succeed at all. But what it was supposed to do last year, Xmas did this year. So basically it was, the family. So you have a son, and he proposed to this woman, and then they broke up. Well, the family invited her home for Christmas, assuming he would not be coming home because he said he wasn't coming home, but he decided to come home anyway. So you have the family, the ex, and the boyfriend, and a lot of tension, obviously, because you've got all three sets of folks in the house together. Like I said, Christmas with the Campbells did not succeed with this last year, but Xmas very much succeeded with it this year. That's fully a hot movie. That's hot, hot, hot. Hot, hot, hot. Hot. Definitely. So if you have time, check out Xmas. If you kind of like the non-traditional movie, like the holidays and that kind of stuff, you're going to love Xmas on Freevee. Okay? And there weren't even that many commercials. Like, you know, Freevee, you used to have to watch stuff with commercials, but there weren't even that many commercials. The next movie I watched was on Lifetime. It's called It Takes a Christmas Village. It starred a couple of my Hallmark favorites, Corey Sevier and Brooke Nevin. And I would say that I think this was like a 2020-2021 movie. So it was a couple years ago. And I would give this a hot. Brooke stars as the mayor of a town, and Corey, trying to develop something for the town that is running up against a lot of resistance. So, yeah. So, I actually not really avoided watching it, but like when I saw it come on, I wasn't really like thrilled to see it. And then I just woke up one day and had this on the TV, and I was like, wait a minute, this is good. So I definitely give it a hot. It takes a Christmas Village on Lifetime. It was hot. It was a good one. All right, the next one is A Season for Family. This was on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. This was a hot for me. This was about the adopted kids who, you know, they found out that they were brother and brother. They were brothers. and then in bringing the kids together, the parents meet, and then something kind of sparks between the parents. But then they're not sure if they should cross that line because they don't want to, if something goes wrong, they don't want it to impact the kids' relationship. So they have like a very tight line to walk. But it was a good movie. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, A Season for Family. I give that a hot. The next movie, Catch Me If You Claws. I will give that a hot. I was actually surprised that that movie was as good as it was. I thought it was going to be kind of goofy. Luke McFarlane and Italia Ricci. And the reason why is because Luke McFarlane plays Santa's son, right? And I won't get into all the stuff, but he basically, when I saw that he played Santa's son, I was like, this is really going to be very, like, kind of over the top. But I ended up enjoying this, like, a lot. And Italia Ricci, I love her. son. She's always great. There's nothing that I've seen her in that I don't really like her in. So, so if you get the chance to watch Catch Me If You Claws, I give it a hot. Between a hot or not, it's definitely a hot. The next one, Our Christmas Mural. This one starred Alex Paxton Beasley and Dan Jeannot. Now, Dan, he played in that, he played in that movie with, Jen Lilly, the wine movie with Jen Lilly. I mean, he's played in a bunch of stuff where he plays like the French guy, right? I think his name is French, sounds French. I don't know. He could be from Canada. He could be from France, but either way, anyway, I like him. Like, I like him. He played in that movie, the chocolate movie with Eloise Mumford. You know what I'm talking about? So, the chocolate movie, right? That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I have menopause brain. So sometimes I remember things. Sometimes I don't. And so, hopefully, you'll forgive me for not remembering. But anyway. So, this one was Our Christmas Mural. I did love it. Gotta say. Like, I liked it. Didn't love it. So I couldn't call it hot, but I could call it hot-ish, right? It was hot-ish. I'll say that. I struggled to like keep my attention on it and not like change the channel. So, but there were things that I really liked about the movie that made me stick with it and watch it all the way through. Okay? So, Our Christmas Mural, hot-ish. Okay. The next one, Mystery on Mistletoe Lane. I told you guys that I watched the end of that movie and I hadn't watched the beginning. So finally I got to see the beginning and didn't watch the end, but I was able to piece it all together and realize it was a hot-ish movie for me, right? It was hot-ish. It was still like a struggle to like, you know, I should have been able to watch it all the way through. But when I got to the part that I had already seen, I immediately changed the channel. So that to me meant like it didn't hold my interest. But when I put it together, like the story was pretty good. I liked it. It was enjoyable. It was definitely worth one watch, right? So I would say it was hot-ish. The next one is Noel on Freeform with Anna Kendrick. And guess who else was in here? Shirley MacLaine. You know, Shirley has played in like Heavenly Christmas with Kristen, the girl from Sex and the City. I think that was the last thing I saw her on Hallmark, A Heavenly Christmas. So I would give Noelle some... so I don't have to give Christmas trees. I would say this was maybe hot-ish. More hot-ish. Not definitely hot, but definitely hot-ish. I really love this character. So Anna plays Santa's daughter. And Santa had a son and a daughter. And Santa had retired. And the son was in charge. But the son kind of had some issues, right? He was not really Santa ready, and so he decided to disappear, go off, and so basically he put the whole Christmas season in jeopardy because he ran off because, you know, he was too overwhelmed by the responsibility of Christmas and was about to be a Christmas fail until his sister went on this journey to find him. But on this journey, she finds a whole lot more than her brother. And I won't tell you what, you can probably guess, but if you can't, check it out. That's on Freeform. I think it's going to be on a few more times before the end of the year. Very cute movie. To me, that was a hot movie. I would put it in the hot-ish category, towards the hot, right? The next movie I saw was, and I only have two more, and then my Christmas turkey of the week. The next movie I saw was Jeannie, on Peacock with Melissa McCarthy. She played Flora, this Jeannie. The premise of this film is basically it's a fairy tale kind of movie about a workaholic man who enlists the help of a magical genie to help him win his family back before Christmas. So Melissa kind of played this kind of off the wall genie character. I would say this was hot-ish. I don't think it was hot, but it was hot-ish. It was pretty good. It definitely held my attention. Am I rushing to watch it again? Probably not. But I'm glad for the time that I spent with it for that first time. Will I watch it again next season? I might watch it. I'm not sure that I would go out of my way to go on Peacock and pull that up. But if it came on something and I was watching it, I wouldn't change the channel. So I would say that it's a hot-ish genie on Peacock. Definitely worth the watch once if you haven't seen it. Cute movie, nice ending, nice heartwarming ending. And you know, it's always fun to see Melissa McCarthy kind of really going into her comedy lane. Like, she was dead in the comedy lane for the whole movie, so it was pretty good. Okay, and the last movie is Laughing All the Way on Lifetime. Right, so when I saw the premise of the movie, it was about comedians, right? It starred Panis Zaidi and Jake Epstein. The premise is, put in charge of a holiday variety show, an aspiring comedian worries she may not have what it takes until a famous comedian makes her see how talented she truly is. So, Panis Zaidi plays the person in charge of the variety show. Jake Epstein plays the famous comedian. I have to say, like, so when you hear that it's going to take place in the comedy club, you tend to think, I don't know, I thought that it was going to be like stand-up comedy all the way through it. And what I will tell you about Laughing All the Way is it's not the comedy that you think it is, but it's also a much better Christmas movie than you think it will be. So I would give that a hot, and you know, I'm probably a little influenced by Jake Epstein because I love Jake Epstein, but I do think it was a good movie. I think it was a better Christmas movie than it was a comedy, if you hear what I'm saying. Laughing All the Way. So that was pretty good. All right, and now it is time for the Christmas Turkey of the Week. A surprising pick, probably, when you hear the name of it, but it was a turkey for me, and I'll tell you why. This week's Christmas Turkey of the Week goes to Christmas in Notting Hill on Hallmark. Now, in all fairness, the movie wasn't really bad. It wasn't really bad. Like, I sat and watched the whole thing through. From front to back, I did not change the channel. I did not, you know, get distracted and do other things. The problem I had with this movie was that it really didn't have, well, a story, right? A plot. It really didn't have a plot. There was no character arc. There was no, we start here and we watch the characters go there. You know what I mean? All of that was missing from this movie. It was, to me, it was kind of just a series of scenes kind of patched together to, between these characters, that was kind of patched together to make this movie. That's how it felt. It felt very like scene driven versus character arc driven, if you understand what I'm saying. You know how like somebody starts out the movie evil, and then by the end they're really nice and they love everybody. That's an arc, right? It goes from one thing to another. In this movie, both the characters started out nice and sweet and liked each other and at the end, they were really nice and liked each other. Like, it didn't go anywhere. There was no, like, I don't know, maybe I'll have to watch it again to see, but I did not walk away with that feeling. Like, if I have to sit and analyze and figure out, oh, that's what it was, then it missed the mark anyway. So for me, like I said, it wasn't a bad movie. There's a lot of good fashion, a lot of good acting for that matter, but there just was missing the story. And for me, a Christmas movie's gotta have story. It's all about story arc. Even if I don't agree with the story arc, there's gotta be one. and it just didn't seem to have one. So Christmas in Notting Hill gets the turkey of the week for me. That is all for today, guys. I know that was a lot of stuff, right? But stay tuned for episode 11 because there is so much coming up next week. This week, right? And I'll probably do the show like Tuesday of next week, right? But what's coming up? Let's talk about it real quick. We have To All a Good Night comes on Thursday. Magic and Mistletoe with Paul Campbell and Kat Rusin comes on Friday. Christmas on Cherry Lane. I'm actually looking forward to that one because we get the Good Witch reunion with Catherine Bell and John Denton. And I love him. I love him for Reba. Such a Reba head. And then Jonathan Bennett's in that one. And then, look, John Brotherton and that girl from Lights, Camera, Christmas are in this. You know, the Santa Claus movie and stuff, the star. She's in this movie with John Brotherton, so it's good to see her come back. Then on Sunday, Round and Round with it's basically the Groundhog Day for Hanukkah. They even kind of say that in the commercial, so I'm not giving anything away. Up TV got a lot going on. Their Christmas movies are starting early and earlier each day. They have like I want to say it's kind of an 11 to 2 o'clock time where they show kind of back-to-back movies. And then Friday they show the movies Saturday and Sunday, right? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can see Christmas movies Friday evening, then all day Saturday, all day Sunday on Up TV. This week they have Christmas at the Amish Bakery coming up on Sunday. Lifetime, I told you guys about this earlier. A Cowboy Christmas Romance with Janet Kramer is supposed to be there. You know that. Okay, so that's 8 p.m. Saturday, right? So that'll be one to watch. Then Yes Chef Christmas with Tia Mowry, that is coming on Sunday. I'm excited about that. I definitely will not miss that. And then Yuletide the Knot is on my DVR. That's an Up TV movie. I watched part of it, but I didn't watch it all. I fell asleep on that. Mistletoe Match is on Lifetime. It's on my DVR. I haven't watched it all. And another one I missed last week was Time for Her to Come Home for Christmas, right? So Ali Lieber directed that one. It had Shanae Grimes Beach on it and Chris Carmack. Now, if you remember Chris, he was in All About Christmas Eve with Hilary Duff. And then he played in the movie with Marla Sokoloff, like the Christmas wedding or the wedding date or the Christmas wedding date or something like that. Anyway, so I really loved him in both of those. He really played a hero in both of those. So I am looking forward to seeing Time for Her to Come Home for Christmas. So I'll catch it on a rewatch this week as soon as I can. Hopefully it'll show up on Saturday or Sunday. Anyway, that is all for this week. Keep an eye out for the Daily Top 3 on Twitter and Instagram. And stay tuned because we are coming back with episode 11 next week. I'll be on time, I promise. Yeah, I won't be running so late with the show next week. There's a little piece that I'm going to have to cut out of here. But apart from that, I'm going to let it roll the way it is. Thank you to my music show editor, Will B. He created all the custom music for this show. He's at Wildcard Music, and you can find his IG page in the show notes. Until next time, remember, at Chicks on Christmas Flicks, we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. Please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review on your favorite platform, and tell your Christmas movie loving friends about this show. Where can you find us? I'm so happy you asked. Podcast platforms, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, and many, many more. Follow us on Twitter and IG at Chicks on Christmas Flicks with all X's. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.